Hey there, it's Tanisha Coffey, aka The Lofty Entrepreneur, here with another The Lofty Entrepreneur podcast. And today we're talking about the Great Resignation. Now, I don't know about you, but I think it does not matter what people want to believe. The numbers don't lie. The Great Resignation is real, and the 4.4 million Americans, that's according to JOLTS, who quit their job back in September is proof of that. In fact, even before that, the number of people leaving their jobs was higher than the levels commonly seen in the pre-pandemic America. Now, since we're moving from fall into winter and the holiday season, you'd think that that trend would slow, but it hasn't. So then the question becomes, who's leaving their jobs? Now, I think that depends on where you look. There's mixed reviews on who's driving the Great Resignation. Now, many reports claim that people working in the lower wage jobs are the ones leading the Great Resignation exodus. But that doesn't make sense when you think about it practically. Now, reports often claim that people in those jobs have simply, you know, decided they don't want to accept the lowball wages anymore. But let's think about it. They've always had the option to say no to the low wages. But what they didn't have was the opportunity of financial freedom or the flexibility to actually do so, to actually say no. And honestly, many of them still don't. Not all, but many were struggling just to make ends meet before the pandemic. Now, how do you think they fared during the actual pandemic? Not well. And if they had trouble keeping up with their bills before, they surely got behind during the pandemic. And now that the economy is supposedly recovering, they've left even more bills just stacking up in their faces, in their emails, in their mailboxes. And so they're deeper in the hole than they were before the pandemic. So do you really think they're the ones turning down jobs like the ones they had before that are supposedly higher paying jobs now? I don't know. I'm not buying it. And honestly, that probably wasn't a fair question. It's kind of a trick question. In all honesty, I think some of them might be. But it's not because they don't want to work or have gotten high and mighty, you know, about their pay. It's because they may not be able to. I mean, costs for everything have shot through the roof. Food, gas, childcare. Now let's think about that. It's pretty hard to choke down the idea of going to work at a $13 per hour job, which is, you know, at one point in time was considered a higher paying of, you know, job when it comes to the hourly jobs. But, you know, to work a 13 per hour a day job just to pay a $2,000 per month daycare bill, right? So do the math on that. $13 per hour, 40 hours a week, that's really close to $2,000 right there. That's your entire check. And that $13 an hour, you and I both know that's before taxes and any other expenses come out of it. So they're not even actually taking home a full $2,000. So if their daycare bill is $2,000, they're actually coming up short. They're going to work to pay for daycare and they still can't do it if they're working a 40 hour per week job. So how do you think that works out? How do you think they're feeling to go to work like that and then to still be short and to still have to be without whatever the key things that they may need because everything is so expensive right now? And then elder care costs aren't any better. You know, there's, of course, people who are taking care of their children, but then there's also children who are now taking care of their parents who are elderly and may have been impacted by the pandemic, you know, either through their health or, again, from them not being able to, you know, sustain themselves. So I think that some people are resigning because they can't, you know, afford to work. And I know that sounds odd, but if you really think about what I just said, sometimes it is not affordable to work, you know, with the jobs that you can get. And I think what they're doing is they're choosing to stay home to take care of their children instead of paying that to trying to trying to work even harder and longer to pay for the childcare, or because they couldn't afford maybe their car, you know, car payments and things like that. Those didn't go, be put on hold. You know, people still had to, you know, make their car payments. And if people couldn't make their car payments during the pandemic, well, they lost their cars. And when you lose your car, it's not so easy to get it back. And it's not simple to just say, oh, take an Uber or a Lyft, that costs. And that costs more by the time you take a couple rides than what car payments would pay. And it becomes this whole kind of hamster wheel trap that people are stuck in. And so I think, you know, some of them, they really can't afford to go to work. Now, you know, there are two huge running themes in my Facebook group. The group is called Starting a Business with Tanisha Coff, if anybody wants to join. Now, the first is that, how do I start a business with no money? That's one of the questions that people keep asking in the group. And the second is, what kind of business can I do from home? And then if there were a third one to kind of throw in the mix, it'd be, how do I get customers without paying for ads? Now, if you notice, there's kind of a common thread underlying all of those, you know, with people looking at starting a business because they need income, whether it's to supplement an existing job or to replace the income from a previous job. And they just don't have the excess money to do much beyond just survive. So, you know, are some of the people who are part of the Great Resignation people who were making lower wages? Yeah, it's likely. But I don't believe they're leading the pack. Think about it. The term resignation tends to lend itself to the notion that they wanted to leave their job. But if you resign, you don't get unemployment to help you cover expenses. But even for those who were receiving unemployment, it certainly wasn't a windfall. People only take home a fraction of what they were earning. So if they couldn't pay their bills when they were working and getting a full check, they certainly aren't able to pay their bills solely on unemployment. I digress though. You know, I know there's that's kind of a hot button issue for some people. So, you know, to me, the people resigning are more likely to be people who can afford to do so. Those who were already making do and who have some savings to tap into to maintain the status quo of their lives. That's who I believe is leading the trend. And you know what they're doing? They're starting businesses. Now, of course, I just said, you know, do all of them have, you know, the capital to, you know, throw 10, 20, 30, 50, 100K into a business? No, absolutely not. There's a mixture. There's some people who are starting businesses and they definitely do have access to money to put a little something into it, you know, to get it going for the first, you know, few months. And then there's people who don't. But at the end of the day, I believe that group of Americans, after going through the pandemic, they realized that life is short and it's fragile, much more fragile than you really think it is. And I think during the pandemic, they decided that the life they were living wasn't what they wanted, and that some who were highly risk adverse, they decided that rolling the dice on themselves and starting a business or making a shift to find a job that they really wanted was worth it. And so they resigned. I think that they realized that the job security that they thought they had really wasn't as secure as they thought. And I think that they realized, you know, just how expendable they, or, you know, people in similar positions were to their employers. And that changed their perspective. I think that's what's causing the Great Resignation. It's not necessarily the low-wage workers, and I don't think that they're driving the trend. I think it's the people in the middle. I don't think it's also this, you know, uber rich, because I don't think that they were as strongly impacted by the pandemic. But those in the middle, yeah, they definitely were impacted in lots of different ways. And you know, now after months into the pandemic, you know, yeah, there's people who are falling in kind of different directions on, you know, what the pandemic has done or how it has impacted their life. But I think they're the ones who are leading the great resignation trend. But what about you? What do you believe is the driving force behind the undeniable great resignation that America is experiencing? I want you to go ahead and chime in on the conversation, leave a comment. You guys can leave voice messages if you are, listening on Anchor. And just let me know what you guys are thinking about this. Keep it civil. We're all friends here. All right, guys, that's it. I'm Tanisha Coffey, aka The Lofty Entrepreneur, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.